Hello, and welcome to This Week on Channel 9.
Yes. Yes, welcome to This Week on Channel 9, the show where Vlad never changes his shirt.
Yeah.
Just want to say that real quick. It's always a Cortana shirt. I think you have like 20 of those, right?
Because I have Cortana news.
Oh, you have, oh, that's why.
That's okay, why. So every time I have Cortana news.
You have to wear Cortana.
I have to wear Cortana.
So you guys got to get used to it because there's always going to be Cortana news. Because we love Cortana, I guess.
Yeah, I have like one of them. Let's go.
Okay, let's do this. First news. Well, this week we've had a lot of news around Visual Studio. So I think most of the news today are going to be around Visual Studio and all the stuff that we announced. If you've missed that, you should probably go back and review that.
Yeah, actually, we announced two things. First is the Visual Studio 2015 RTM. And second thing is an update 5 for Visual Studio 2013. So if you're that one person who is still using
Visual Studio 2013. Oh, come on, it's not one person. There's so many people using 2013.
I don't know. I don't have it on my machine. So
because you don't have it? Okay, I'm not going to get into this. Anyway, 2015
so updated.
RTM is done. We've received a lot of feedback from the post that John has posted on the MSDN blog. A lot of feedback. A lot of people have pressed that smiley face in the corner to give us feedback, and we've improved a lot. Now we have an RTM version that people can start using. And one thing that people should remember, we have a community edition, which is completely free.
Completely
free, and allows you to do a lot more stuff for free than you can ever before.
Yeah.
You can write apps, any kind of apps with this.
Exactly.
It's amazing. So check it out. Honestly, just do it.
Yeah. One note. If you're developing apps for Windows 10 today, like UWP apps, install Visual Studio 2015 on another machine, because we're going to update our UWP tools soon, and then you can use it with the RTM.
Yes. Windows 10 is coming on 29th. And that's when the RTM tools for that are coming. So if you download RTM today, your RC projects will not work in that.
Yeah. So make sure you
next week they will, though.
You consider it.
It's going to be a good day. And as we mentioned, if you've missed it, the event, there was a huge keynote and many sessions. Actually, it was all recorded. It's all on Channel 9. So you can go back and see the keynote. Yeah. You can see Sama talking. You can see all the people talking about all the cool things we announced around Visual Studio, around .NET, around Azure SDKs, all the things we've released.
Yeah.
There's many different sessions. There's QA panels with many people that have asked questions. And this hours and hours of content.
It's about everything. It's not just Windows 10. It's web, it's Azure, it's desktop.
Visual Studio runs everything. If you don't have Visual, we don't have anything. So it's everything.
Yeah, even about Android.
Yeah. Anyway, we also announced .NET Framework 4.6.
Yeah, new Visual Studio, new .NET.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool new improvements. Improvements around 64-bit JIT and support for high DPI for WPF and Windows Forms. Support for ASP.NET, HTTP2 support on Windows 10. There's all kinds of stuff. If you look at the blog post from Rich, you can actually see all the cool stuff that we have in
new .NET languages. It's a big deal.
Yeah, updated all .NET languages. So it's C# 6, F# 4, all the .NET languages, all of it.
Visual Basic.
Yes, don't forget Visual Basic, of course. Also announced Azure SDK, new one.
The new one. And this is all for, it's mostly for Visual Studio 2015 integration. So in signing integration, remote debugging, and HDScience integration, and one thing, Cloud Explorer. This is big, by the way. Cloud Explorer for Visual Studio.
Yeah, you don't have to log into the portal to do just the simplest things. You can do everything through Visual Studio.
This is big.
Yeah, I mean, of course you can do it in the portal, but you can do it through Visual Studio.
And continue this kind of rally with the new releases. TypeScript 1.5. TypeScript is the only thing I can survive using JavaScript.
We all know you hate JavaScript. You don't have to tell every single time.
I should.
You should, okay. Warning, he's going to do it every single time.
Yeah, TypeScript is awesome because it makes JavaScript not that weird.
Yeah, weird is one way to say it. Yeah, but it's been updated with 2015. There's a lot of new cool improvements, full support for a lot of the modules that come with ECMAScript 6. It just makes it, even I think they've done a lot of improvements around how fast it is and how the...
they also introduced a new ES6 features, so check it out.
And then there's a new post actually by Phil Hack talking about the open sourcing of the GitHub extension. Yeah.
That guy.
You've been hacked.
You've been hacked. Yes, actually, we have this extension for Visual Studio like for
a while now.
For years, yeah. And now, if you don't like something, just go and fix it.
Yeah, it's open source. It's on GitHub. Download it. You can see how it works. It uses the GitHub API apparently, so of course it does.
Yeah.
You can see how that works. Yeah. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh, WebGL. Debugging on Android and Windows Phone.
Yeah, so David Rousseau is an amazing guy who helped write, if you guys haven't heard of WorldOnJS.
And BabylonJS.
And BabylonJS, and many different JSs
out there. JSs.
JSs. And he has a really good blog post on how to debug WebGL code on Android and Windows Phone using the Visual Studio emulators.
Yeah.
And I was actually reading through this right before this, and there's a lot of little things you gotta know.
Uh-huh.
WebGL is not automatically enabled in the emulator, so you have to download Chrome. It's not enabled in Chrome, so you have to go to Flags and enable it. And then you can apparently drag and drop an APK to the emulator to install it. It's amazing.
It's a nice trick. And by the way, it's enabled in Windows Phone, so you shouldn't do anything special for Windows Phone.
Yeah, but it's a great post. It talks about how to do debugging of WebGL through Visual Studio. It actually talks about WorldOnJS. If you guys are not familiar with WorldOnJS, there's the tool that they've created, David and...
David.
They've created to easily enable remote debugging of your web applications to many different devices. So definitely check it out. There's many different links there you should take a look at.
Yeah, it's a very good set of tips and tricks. Oh, Office 365. Finally on IFTTT. If this, then that. For those of you who don't know what is this service about, it's about basically looking for some triggers, like in internet, and doing some actions in internet as well.
So if something happens,
something happens.
This.
Yeah, and basically there are trigger components and actions components. If something happens, let's say in your email, and it's a trigger, you have a new email, it's a trigger, then you can take action. Let's say you can send an SMS or call your mom or something. So,
or if something shows up on the internet and you're watching, you can get an email that something showed up, or you can do some cool IoT projects, like you're getting close to your office and the calendar knows that, turn on your lights, turn on your heating. It's actually pretty cool stuff you can do with this.
And for Office 365, they created triggers, like a new email, new contact, document changed, something like this, right? And actions, like if you have this, I don't know. By the way, you can use external, like you can use actions and triggers not related to Office 365. For example, you achieved something in the band with your band, and there is an action for that. Oh, achievement unlocked. You can create, I don't know. Contact, no, it's stupid. You can send an email. Oh man, I did it.
You should have thought about this before we actually did the show.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I should.
Anyway, we do it live. But you don't prepare for
everything
this at all.
Real, like HoloLens.
Anyway, there was also Gabe had a blog post on Windows talking about a little fun surprise from Windows Insiders. If you haven't seen the new Ninja Cat stickers that we have, I have a bunch of them on my Surface, you have a bunch on your Surface. There's new wallpapers that we released, and they also talks about a little Easter egg that we've put into Skype. One thing I like about this, we haven't done Easter eggs like this in a very long time, and I hope we're actually going to start doing these a lot more often.
Yeah,
they're fun.
We need it. It's just a reason to talk about in Twitter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, we had a bunch of Easter eggs in Excel a long time ago and stuff like this. We should do that a lot more often now.
Yeah. For sure.
Anyway, download the wallpapers, use them, show that you're an insider. If you're not an insider, you should do it anyway.
Become an insider.
Okay, moving on. Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
So Cortana, that's why you have
Cortana,
a shirt, right?
Yeah, my pick of the week is new Cortana languages and markets. And we don't just bring Cortana to new countries and languages. We also do it in two very special ways. First, we enable these new features for our Windows Insiders first. So if you're a Windows Insider, you're going to get it. And you're a Windows Insider in that country with that language and market. You're going to get it first and then everybody else. So you can be proud of
yourself. I'm number one.
Yes. Another way, we're going to respect and kind of consider the local humor, the local I don't know, the local culture, like British humor, it's very special. So Cortana is going to understand it. Cortana basically is going to become your kind of local girl, right? A local guy. She probably a girl, yeah?
It's a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl. So this is how we improve Cortana, and I love it because I also kind of evangelize Cortana for developers, and the number one question is always about like, when Cortana is going to be available in my country? So we're going to bring more countries, and we are working on that, and this is a huge step, I think.
I think that what's the coolest thing about this is we spend the time to learn the culture, learn the people, talk. We do a bunch of these, we get a bunch of people in a room, and we talk to them, what do you want out of this? And we learn about it. The thing I liked about China, for example, is they created a new way to see Cortana. If you notice on the screenshot, it's actually not Cortana, it's something else.
And it is Cortana.
Reading at the blog post that we released, you can actually see, they actually talk about how they decided to do that and how the Chinese people wanted to, when Cortana's talking to them, to kind of sound like she's smiling. They want to, you know, they want it to get that experience.
They want to be positive. Yeah.
And Japan is different. They wanted to get some kind of respect out of Cortana, you know. It's all depending on the culture.
Be careful with the Cortana name because she just popped up on my on my screen.
Yeah, she really likes you. Yeah. Likes your shirt. Anyway, my pick of the week is a bit different. It's we announced Microsoft Send. So it's a new application to allows you to send messages quickly using your Office 365 subscription, your enterprise or educational subscription. And it's kind of a wrap around your email, so you can send quick text messages using your iPhone, for example. It's coming to Windows Phone and Android in the future. But what I really like about this is it's another project from Microsoft Garage. So if you guys haven't heard of Microsoft Garage, it's one of our
garages.
Yeah, sure, it's one of our projects that it's part of our a program where Microsoft employees can spend time outside of their regular day, and they can work on prototypes, work on projects they want to work on, and then we release a bunch of these projects out there. So we actually have a website. If you go to Microsoft.com/garage, you can see all the projects they were working on. And it's interesting to see some of the projects that come out of this. One of my favorite ones is there's a 3D printed dock for the Surface Pro 3. So it kind of just sticks next to your old monitors. Yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff out there. So definitely check it out. I think that's one of the coolest things to do.
Yeah, people have fun there. So you're going to have fun with their apps.
So thank you for joining us. Join us, please, next week to find out if Vlad will still continue wearing the same shirt. And we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have fun.